We were praying. I had the intercessors all over the country praying about seeing, hearing, and understanding. I think, boys, this is one of the things we're going to need to pray in our churches, that because the type of revelation apostolically, even tonight, there are some things that I never preached before. And what it's going to be is apostolic acceleration in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
There are some things that the Holy Ghost is going to train you tonight that will cause acceleration in prosperity, because your prosperity is under a pressure valve now.
All right.
It's been pressing and pressing and pressing. Not only did you say, the Bible say, I press toward the mark, but God blessing is pressing.
Yes.
Let me close. It's pressing those righteous men and women that are in this house and watching me by TV. God has the pressure on too.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding out, he's been trying to open that soul valve.
Yeah.
We're so busy thinking it's just our spirit. But I say to the young man also in 2 Peter, and then I'll pray and we'll preach. In 2 Peter there, we talk about lack precious faith, exceeding great and precious promises. And say, by these, we're partakers of your divine nature. Never told him to add nothing to that. Say, I've escaped the lust and the corruption, the lust in the world. We've escaped it. But that divine nature, nothing was never added to it. Like 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. That's in the spirit realm. That's done. That's like Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense. So a lot of things we're going after, it's already ours. We already have it, but the Lord got the pressure on now that it can get through to you. We've been crying out, we've been praying, we've been praising him. But in this time is the time of prosperity acceleration.
Wow. Yes, sir. Great, sir.
Are you following me? And so don't take it as just a meeting, because the pressure's on.
Yeah,
the pressure on Satan. And anybody try to hold you back, they're going to have to deal with it. Because it's nothing like my brothers and sisters knowing what to do. Knowing how to do it. Knowing how to yield. Knowing how to flow. In a new dimension of revelation. Okay? Everybody say apostolic.
Apostolic.
That's why the book of Acts was so forceful. It moved under that government. And it was so powerful because the heaven was open and the cloud of glory kept coming down. The dove kept flying.
Yeah.
And the voice kept speaking.
Yeah.
People was moving in another realm. Tonight I expect a visitation.
Yeah,
I expect a visitation, because these revelations can't go undone. Father, we thank you tonight for seeing eyes, hearing ears, and understanding hearts in this place tonight. We thank you for every person and every person around the world and other countries watching this broadcast. We thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now you have to listen very pay attention tonight, very carefully, for you're about to go through new turfs that's going to accelerate your prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's going to be based on this fact, and listen very close. Training your soul to celebrate the God of prosperity.
Yeah.
Write that down. Training your soul. I never heard that before. Training your soul. Not to celebrate the prosperity. Celebrate the God of prosperity. Psalm 103. To celebrate, training your spirit, your soul. See, I almost said spirit. It's your soul. Your spirit already trained. According to Ephesians 1:3. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is already. 2 Peter 1 is already. I'm already saved. Training your soul to celebrate the God of prosperity. I wrote this, and I'll read it in Psalm 103 in a minute. My soul is prospering. You have to tell yourself that. I can't hear you. And then, you know, we have that scripture in Psalm 139. We have new faces. Psalm 139, verse 14, talks about the marvelous, fearful, wonderful work of God. Basically, it's talking about the body, but it's the whole. It's a description of God. And then the psalmist says, and my soul knows right well. Look at that, please. I want the new people to see that. Psalm 139. You come back to 103. Yeah. My soul knows right well. And you know, 3 John said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he says, even as your soul prospers, and then you have the insight to see that in Psalm 139, a prosperous soul knows right well. Can you see that?
Yeah.
How many of y'all see that in Psalm 139,
yes, sir,
that 14th verse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get ready for marvelous prosperity.
Amen.
Prosperity, yeah, fearful prosperity, fearfully prosperity, and wonderful prosperity.
Yeah.
Yeah, your soul knows right well. So he said, my soul is prospering. My soul knows right well that God has provided for me a prosperous life. That nothing and no one can keep me back from it.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when your soul knows right well, I'm saying, you know, I need to say it again before we go any further. Then 2 Peter chapter 1, I was telling Joe boys, he told about the divine nature. He never told them add nothing to that, but he said add to your faith.
Right.
Add to your faith that you can cooperate with what you already have.
Yes.
What already belonged to you. See?
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes.
Now here the psalmist give us good insight on celebrating the God of prosperity. In Psalm 103. I often pray this on a daily basis. Bless the Lord. Oh my spirit. See, your spirit never stopped blessing the Lord.
Yeah.
But you have to make your soul bless your Lord, because your soul can go any way.
Yeah. That's right. Wow.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. What is his name? Well, he's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Raha. The Lord is my shepherd. He's Jehovah Nissi.
Yes.
He's a banner hanging over my head.
Yes.
He's Jehovah Shammah. He's a present help in a time of trouble. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's present with me. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my peace. He's Jehovah Tzidkenu. He's my righteousness. That's a mouthful there. You get the blessing of the Lord in those kind of ways and all those aspects, and recognize that he's the great provider. It's time to celebrate.
Yes, sir.
See? Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Now, this has thrown me here now. The Lord talking.
Yeah.
Empower the Lord to keep blessing you.
Yeah. All right. All right. Yes, sir. I see that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord has put it in your hand that you empower him that he can bless you.
Yeah.
No, y'all didn't get it.
Yeah.
You empowering the Lord to be able to get it to you. When you begin to praise him, you empower him. When you begin to magnify him, you empower him. He said, I got to do something for him. I got to do something for her. Any little crack come, I'm gonna do something for her. She prays me all the time. She's blessing me. I can't let her outdo me. When you bless the Lord, You're sowing seed. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Training your soul to celebrate the God of prosperity. Yeah, David was celebrating the God of prosperity. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Benefit is plural there, his benefits. You know, he said, who forgiveth all our iniquities and heal all our diseases, satisfy our mouth with good things, redeem our life from destruction. You know, he said that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Satisfy my mouth with good things. You just learn how to say the right thing.
Yes.
Speak a due word in season.
Yes.
God will put that in your spirit, you know, and put it in your soul too, and in your mouth too.
Yes.
Hey, satisfy my mouth with good things. I'm not saying nothing crazy about money.
Yes, sir.
I'm not even talking about no lack. I'm not talking about no limitation. I'm not looking at nothing I say I can't have. God didn't say that. You said that.
Yes, sir.
See? See?
Glory.
You have to understand this. Turn to Psalm 143 for a moment. You have to understand this, what the enemy am to do. He am to get your soul, keep your soul out of alignment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He am to break down your connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you don't know about your soul, the enemy constantly breaking down your connection with your soul.
Yes, sir.
Well, with your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all have problem with thoughts? How many other lies up in here?
Always.
Yes, sir. Devil ain't worried about you if you don't mess with your mind.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell you something. Sometimes you got to answer him out loud. No, you're lying.
Yes.
And say the complete opposite. That'll stop it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He come in. That's why he said pulling down strongholds. Those are thoughts. That's why I take above all, and talking about the armor of God, above all, take the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Them fiery darts, my sisters and brothers, not no bow and arrow. Those fiery darts are satanic missiles that the enemy is sending to your mind to keep you under from where God wants you to be.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Above all, he didn't even see about, he didn't say it about the soul and the spirit. He didn't say it about righteousness. He didn't say it about the hammer. But he said that above all, taking the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one.
Yes, sir.
He got to be stopped.
Yes, sir.
God can't stop if you don't cooperate with him. Got to study along this line and got to this 143 Psalm. And I want to show you four or five things that the enemy tried to do to your soul to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you look with me in Psalm 143, you there? The third voice. Oh my God. It didn't say the enemy has prospered me either. For the enemy has what? What? Hold up now. Hold up. Hold up. Many of you are sitting here now on the base of prosperity. You're sitting here with persecuted soul.
Yes.
And tonight, the Lord has come for to change that in your life.
Yes.
You God's child.
Yes.
You have an inheritance now.
Yes.
Not when you go to heaven. You that's going to take care of itself. You already have taken care of that. Now God wants you blessed. Now God wants you to live in abundance. Now God wants you to live in prosperity. Now God wants you to live in increase. Now God wants you to live in overflow. Now God wants you to live in abundance. See? We've read all them prosperity books. We've did all them creeds and declarations and said things and wrote things down and got things on the wall with what we want. If your soul is out of place, you're going to get something, but you ain't going to get what you want.
Yeah.
So where the enemy is holding my prosperity, I have to find out he's persecuting my thinking.
Yes.
He's persecuting my conscience. He's persecuting my imagination.
Yeah.
He's persecuting my will.
Yeah.
He's persecuting my desire.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, he's persecuting my emotion.
Yeah.
He's persecuting my memory.
Yes. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's bringing up things to validate my being broke, to validate me living paycheck to paycheck, to validate working all night and all day long, still can't get out. That's the way he persecuted. He said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. Look what he said next. He has smitten my life down to the ground. God Almighty. Look at that. Now, the next thing he said. He has made me to dwell in darkness. Boy, it's dark when you're broke. They cut the lights off when you're broke, brother. I mean, you get some fake joy, but it's dark, boy. It's dark. I've been there. I know what it is. And the body of Christ have no business being in this predicament of persecution. Write that down. Predicament of persecution. It's just a predicament that a predicament can be changed.
Yes, sir.
It's just a predicament.
Yeah.
It's not permanent. Many of you tonight, the Lord gonna take the pressure off your finances. I wish y'all would respond a little bit. Yes. Take the pressure off. Because have not you wondered, I'm a child of God. I pray. I'm living a clean life as best as I can. I support my church. I do everything, you know. Why I read all this stuff in the Bible and it's not manifested? It always got to be a promissory note. Now I want you to get this. The difference between a promise and a provision. It's already provided. God have a lot of provided things. Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. So things, there are many things God have done, and because of our understanding in the word, we have not known what the enemy was using to stop us.
Right.
And he's been using what? A persecuted soul. We know in Revelation he's the accuser. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, right? But that persecuting part, I've been preaching many years and had not seen what the enemy was using to keep many good Christians at bay. Right here, you're getting the answer tonight. I declare that accelerated prosperity will be in your house. Now don't accelerate it. Accelerate as you celebrate it, accelerate. See. Now, this is apostolic insight for the church at large.
It is.
See, that's why you can't go around saying you're an apostle if you don't have nothing.
Right. Come on, apostle.
You see what I'm saying? You got to wait till you get it.
Yeah.
Get training about it. Then you can release apple. This is apostolic. This is not the norm. Play as Jack and Jill and preaching it down the street. You've located the enemy. You've located the thief.
Yes, sir.
How he's stealing, killing, and destroying through your soul. You've located. Because what every way the mind go, the body gonna go. Every way the soul go, that's where the body going. Every way the soul go, that's where your senses going. Every way the soul go, that's where your intellect going.
Yes, sir.
So some of you all have not even been able to think right about money.
Come on.
You haven't been able to think abundant. You might have fake thought abundance. But after the night, see, we're taking that cover off. You're going to be able to think abundance, see abundance, live in abundance. Abundance is going to have to manifest. But the film, the demonic film that been over your soul is being removed tonight. Your soul come back in alignment with the word of God. What God says is yours now. The Lord is my shepherd now, and I shall not want. The Lord prepare a table before me now in the presence of my enemy. The Lord anoint my head with oil tonight. My cup runneth over now.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Life.
Jesus.
Now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your finger down.
Now.
Turn to Psalm 110. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost here. Tonight, you will be given a rod of prosperity. Your rod is a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Your rod is a reality.
Yes.
It's real. Prosperity is real.
Yes.
All the territory and all the turf you have covered thus far, you will go into prosperity quickly. Because the Lord said in Psalm 110, 1, 2, 1 and 2, he says, rule in the midst of an enemy who want to persecute your soul.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Lord said, Lord, set up down my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Yeah. Go to the second verse. The Lord shall send the rod. He already sent him. Of thy strength, out of Zion.
Yeah.
Rule thou.
Yeah.
Rule.
In the midst
of thy enemy.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Rule.
Wow.
Jesus.
What the Spirit is saying tonight. The Spirit is saying, I'm giving you the divine right to persecute the enemy. He's been persecuting you. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent in your finance, just your finance.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. The power of lack, limitation, insufficient, not enough will never do you no harm anymore. Because you know how to walk in a prosperity apostolic anointing that stops the enemy. He's a persecutor.
Yeah.
For the enemy, third verse, go back to Psalm 143. I got to get that. I got to show you some things about the spirit. What effect it has when a person don't know about their soul, what a jam spot they put their spirit in. What a jam spot they put the Holy Spirit in. Because the Holy Spirit works with your spirit. And if your soul is out of alignment, it jammed the Holy Ghost up, but the Holy Ghost can't do what he won't do for us. But I'm read somewhere, if you catch the devil.
Yeah.
How much you got to return you?
Sevenfold.
Somebody get ready for sevenfold, yeah? You've been loving God. You've been serving God. You've been giving. You've been praising him. Well, God bring you revelation now. That revelation going to open the valve of your soul, and that stuff going to start coming through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody out there?
Yes, sir.
Notice with me again. We got to go very slow here. For the enemy had persecuted my soul. He had smitten my life down to the ground. He had made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Financially, most of us been dead. Because the life God wants you to have,
yes, sir,
has come to you tonight.
Thank you.
Just listen. Let's listen. Look in verse 4. Dev, no, I don't want you to look there now. Look in verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. You notice that? For I lift up my thinking unto thee. I lift up my imagination unto thee. Oh, y'all just walk. Come on, wait. I know you've been saying it another way, but that is just tonight. You got to be changed. Something happening to your life tonight. So don't look at me now and get all spiritual. You're going to have to think.
That
the man thinketh in his soul, so is he.
That's it.
You got to focus your thought.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my.
Power.
Notice in verse 11, Sam's song. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake.
Wow.
What is that? You mean to tell me financially my soul been in trouble? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're not out of debt, If you don't have your breakthrough financially, your soul been in trouble, I don't care how many times you raise your hand. I don't care how many times you dance.
That's right.
The psalmist said he's a persecutor. And he asked the Lord, say, quicken me now. Quicken me, make me alive. Bring my soul out of trouble.
Right.
Bring my soul out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
I see your soul coming out of trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Notice in verse 12. I got to get this, it's so important. And of thy mercy, cut off my enemy. Cut off who've been stopping my money. I'm cutting them off tonight. I'm cutting all the ignorance from me tonight. And I'm cutting loose every ignorant person around me who don't know what they're talking about. I'm not going to let them put that in my soul no more. I don't want to hear about your lack. I don't want to hear about your limitation. I don't want to hear about your financial hard time.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle. Yes, sir.
And of thy mercy, good God Almighty, be merciful to me, God. Cut off my enemy who've been persecuting my soul and stopping my prosperity. And destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy son. I know if he do it for a servant, how much more he'll do it for a son. See, you see what I'm saying? You already seen it?
Yes.
Look back at verse 4. I'll write notes so fast. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My soul within me is ruined. My soul is desolate. So because, you got to see this, listen. Because my soul is messed up, my spirit is overwhelmed. Overfull. Because it can't get out to me what belongs to me.
Right. That's a good statement.
So here he said, my spirit is, you hear me? My spirit is overwhelmed. My spirit is saying, if I just could get it to him. If you just know what the apostle teaching him tonight. See, the enemy, the enemy job is to push. Push your soul out of alignment. Push your thinking out of alignment. Push your imagination and your dream out of alignment. Send somebody to tell you, oh, girl, you don't believe all that. Yeah, I believe everything. Get them around me. Get them around me. Yeah, I believe it.
Hallelujah.
Notice verse 6. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My what?
My
spirit?
My soul.
My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Salah.
Yeah.
This is so powerful. Verse 7. Let's go ahead and give you some point. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. What? What? How can my spirit fail? Yeah, I mean, we just saw it was overwhelmed, right?
Yes, sir.
Now he said, my spirit, the psalmist said, my spirit faileth.
Yes.
Now, is it really a failure on the spirit part or a failure on you providing what it takes for the spirit to bring it to you? Now, I'm glad to say it to you, but it might not sound good. But you have stopped some financial miracles that God heard your prayer.
Yes, I believe it.
And he sent it your way.
Yes.
But you wasn't ready to receive it in your soul.
Wow.
So tonight we're opening that valve.
Yes, sir.
And so acceleration going to come as a $500 check. Acceleration going to come now. Say prosperity acceleration.
Prosperity.
Say accelerated prosperity.
Accelerated prosperity.
Cometh
to me
tonight through teaching,
through
anointing,
through
understanding.
Yes.
Let it come.
Let it come.
Woo!
Let it come.
Let it come.
Hallelujah.
See, the apostles of old used to bring government in the church.
Yes, sir.
And they would have the, they would cause the portals of heaven to open up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Come on, apostle. We open up some portals tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you this is fresh. This is fresh from heaven. This is fresh revelation.
Yes.
You can see now what been the deal.
Yes.
You a prayer, you a praiser.
Yeah.
You worship God.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We know.
But yet your money for it.
Come on.
That shouldn't be. Those two don't even add up.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
you're coming back again. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's a thousand. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Do you, are you really seeing this? Because I got some more things to say to you, but if you can't take it, we just close up and go now. Because y'all ain't excited enough. I don't be y'all seeing what I'm saying. I should y'all just become kind of dumbfounded because my God, all these years I've been going through this. But if you apply what I'm telling you, don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer and get your thinking straight. And say, no, you're not going to persecute me no more. See,
right.
You see. How many of y'all I receive gonna open the valve of your soul?
Yeah.
It's all over if you open the valve of your soul.
Yes, sir.
And the enemy can't stop you.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Be not conformed to this world.
Yeah,
awesome. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That you may prove with that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know what? Keep going up. Good, acceptable, and perfect. I receive, sir. I receive. Good. Acceptable and perfect will. See, it's growing, isn't it? You see, that's good, acceptable, and perfect will is a growing soul. Because your will is in your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, your soul can grow.
Yeah. Wow.
Your thinking can grow. Your consciousness can grow. Your imagination can be expanded. See yourself with it. Thank God for it. And celebrate the God of prosperity. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. He loadeth me daily with benefit. That's a scripture, you know. I'm loaded. Tell somebody I'm loaded. Don't be scared to say it. Don't be scared to say it. Don't be scared to say it. I'm loaded. I'm loaded. Don't be scared to say it. Don't be scared to say it. Don't be scared. My prosperity anointing will never fail me again.
Yes, sir.
When he said my spirit failed, it was that prosperity anointing failing because your soul was being persecuted. Your soul was being afflicted. Your soul was being in trouble. You're trying to figure out how you're going to get out when you're already out. Oh, I'm talking to everybody up in here. Good God Almighty. Look at the 10th verse. Look at the 10th verse. When I get my soul in alignment, it's going to make my spirit good. My spirit can't be no good to me right now in this area because teach me to do thy will. That's part of your soul, isn't it? For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Now, what the psalmist saying there? He's saying, Lord, I know it's not your fault.
Yes, sir.
He's saying some adjustment I have to make.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's never God's fault. That you didn't get what you prayed for.
Yeah.
Even we got this bold scripture. This is the conversation we're having him. We ask anything according to we're here, and we know he's here, we know we have the position. Why we don't have it?
Yeah.
The confidence is there, but the soul is closed.
Yes, sir.
Body of Christ had to be taught this, boy.
Yes, sir.
And he got to be taught this.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Psalm 7. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a brand new day. Tell somebody, it's a brand new day. This revelation, tell them, this revelation is setting me free. It's God. Here, Deb, here's a plead for protection against the enemy. I receive, ma'am. A protection from the enemy. Psalm 7:5. He said, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yeah, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my armor in the dust. Now, I read that scripture because that's what he's doing. When you don't know how he's coming against you, that's what he'll do. He'll persecute your soul. He'll take it. You see it? Psalm 7:5. Y'all ain't with me? He'll tread you down in life on the earth, upon the earth. And lay your armor in the dust.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. My
goodness. That's the average Christian. And we got to consider and understand the golden text, 3 John 2, beloved, wish above all things you prosper and be in health. That's a total man, even as your soul prospered. So what we're saying here, we're developing in the spirit a prospering soul.
Yes.
You will never be the same.
Never.
Because you see, we got a Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he will recall these things to
that's
you
right. Yes.
When you need him and help
that's
you
right.
to get in the right vein.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Now listen to me closely. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. In our area of money, we've been too unrestful.
Yes, sir. All right.
We've been troubled.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Trying to make ends meet. And the ends has already met. But you got to know how to be in cooperation with it. I feel the Holy Ghost coming now.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost loved this. He said, tell them up here. Tell them.
Tell them.
Matthew 11. We read this scripture and prayed and cried over it. Shouted out, preached it. But there's something here you need to see. Because when you locate the enemy and you recognize that the enemy has no power with your anointing, you can put him in his place.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I feel that boy.
Put him in his place.
We're talking about accelerated prosperity through celebrating the God of prosperity. All we got to do is celebrate God. You never have to go after prosperity. Prosperity has been sent to find you. You never have to go after money.
Wow.
You see, the teaching has been so rough that people think they got to go after money. That's why they got 15 jobs.
Yeah.
Tired, wore out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God, the covenant of God, the things of God works by revelation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What I say they work by?
Revelation.
We're tapping into revelation here that is beyond your job, beyond your college degree. Your college degree will never be to walk in this kind of prosperity. No. I know a lot of college graduates. But when God, not when God prosperity starts showing up, not when Jeremiah 33:9 starts showing up. Psalm 35:27 starts showing up. Jeremiah 29:11 starts showing up.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 1:19 starts showing up.
Glory to God.
These smart fellas think they're smarter than God.
No,
give God a little dab. Little dab will do you. God wants the whole man.
Yes, sir.
Here in Matthew chapter 11, I want to show you something. Verse 27, all things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now notice that we preach this, I know in the Baptist church, come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, is that a description of your finances?
Wow.
It's
not good.
You labor and you're heavy laden, you don't like your job, you don't like your board, you don't even like nobody you work with, you just wish you didn't have to go back no more. But you know you got to go.
Yeah.
Come unto me, I've been there. All you that labor and are heavy laden. This is the financial description tonight. But he says, and I will give you rest. I start off 2 Timothy 2:15.
Yes, yes,
study to show yourself approval unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed,
right.
Rightly dividing the word of truth, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
then we went to Hebrews 4:12.
Yes.
We say that's a thousand out of that. It says that if the word of God don't divide your spirit and soul and your body.
Right.
If you don't divide the word right, the word can't divide
right.
you right.
Right.
All I've been doing
yeah.
in these sessions is a $500 check. All I've been doing is dividing you properly
yeah. yes, sir.
With the word of God. Have not?
Yeah.
It's another $500. Have not?
Yes,
sir. See, we've been separating your spirit from your soul
yeah.
and your soul from your body.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
See? You're not, I know, you're not going to get everything praying in tongues.
Come on, Apostle.
If your soul persecuted,
yeah.
Yeah. tongue ain't going to get it out.
Yeah.
It need information.
Yes, sir.
It need insight.
Right.
What the apostle
right.
giving you tonight.
Right. That's right.
See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We pray an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours in tongues.
Yes,
we
sir.
Pray all up in the car. Yelalabashakatata. In the washroom, in the bathroom, in the kitchen. We kind of praying in tongues.
Yes, sir. Right.
Tongue ain't gonna bring no money.
Come on, Apostle.
Wow.
Tongue not designed to bring money.
Yeah.
Your soul desired to bring
yes,
money.
Sir.
Beloved,
yes,
beloved, worship of other your prophet being held even as your soul prophet.
That's right. Come on, that's right.
We didn't pray enough tongue to be millionaire.
Yes, sir.
Get out of baya, ya, ya, call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
A broke tongue prayer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, come on, Apostle.
That's not even right.
Yeah.
But you see, back to what I told you earlier. You made your spirit failing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you're praying, but your spirit failing in certain areas of your life because we had not known how to cooperate with it. I've been through the word of faith. I've been through the charismatic. I've been through the full gospel.
Yeah.
I've been through the Baptist.
Yeah.
I've been through the Catholic.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Never heard this.
Yes, sir.
Never. Right. Yes, sir. That's
Never.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Been in ministry, pastoring 42 years.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Apostle.
Wow.
Now I'm about to cuss. Some jackass. The Bible, you know, God talk about a jackass in the Bible, you know.
Yes,
gonna come and try to prove this different.
Yeah.
Don't you be stupid enough
yeah.
to ride the donkey.
Right, right, right.
Don't ride the donkey.
I put you on a race horse. Don't you get off that horse and get on a donkey.
Come on, Apostle.
Some people not gonna ever change.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be wasting my time if you don't want revelation.
Yeah.
Go to another meeting.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you revelation and anointing to go with it.
Yeah.
And it will work instantly. It will work tonight.
Yeah.
It will start this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think right.
Yeah.
Let your conscience lie not and batter truth with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That tell me my soul, Romans 9:1. That tell me my soul supposed to connect with my spirit.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Right, yes, sir.
Jesus.
Wow.
Don't ride the dog.
My Lord. Come on to me, all you that live heavy laden. What do you say? I will what? How, Lord? How? How? I'm heavy labored with this finance right now. I bought a house and they got a 30-year mortgage on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's laborious. To pay that every month. I'm laboring with this. Is it possible, Lord, that I can cancel this thing? Is it possible that I can wear an anointing and an understanding and a revelation that will bring me out of this thing next year? Next month? God, God is the God of miracles. God is the God of signs and wonders. God is the God of deliverance. God is the God of freedom.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is. Pastor, the revelation you're hearing now, if you're walking like I tell you walking, apostolically, you'll take upon the apostolic anointing. Your people will start changing. Everything will start changing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Here's how you do it. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in the heart. Now look what he said. You said what? To what? Unto what? To your soul. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Now he turned all your debt, all your lack, all your limitation, all your desire, all your will, all your imagination, all your dream. The Holy Ghost talking to you right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it.
And he sent me to tell you. Now I had nobody to tell me all this. I just went down to all the fields.
Yes,
I went down everywhere.
Yes.
My goodness. So, a restless soul, a prosperous soul. Look what Psalm 23:3 says. Mm-hmm. A restored soul.
Yeah.
The Lord is restoring your soul to prosperity tonight. To your rightful place. To your Psalm 112 place. You know what Psalm 112 said? Lord have mercy. Turn to Psalm 112 and let's shout a little bit. Psalm 112, verse 1. He restores your soul. You heard that many times at funerals. Anybody's soul being restored at no funeral?
Yeah.
Apostle, come on.
That's a prosperity song. That ain't no funeral song. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. How many of y'all hear that? That delight is greater than his command. How many of y'all that? Keep on. Go to the next one. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Uh-oh. The journey of the upright shall be what?
Blessed.
Wait, go to the next one. Go to the next. Oh my God. Oh my God. What's been holding back my wealth? What's been holding back my riches? That's why I'm here. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, not bills and lack and limitation. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. What's blocking? Your soul. Psalm 62:1. I got to close somewhere. Psalm 62:1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't preach myself happy.
Yes,
Psalm 62:1.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, man, I'm learning with you. You see? Yeah. You know, I'm really gonna put it. I'm gonna put the pillow down now, partner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The Lord brought another revelation. Yeah, this is clear.
Yeah.
The enemy been trying to hold my money back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tongue don't make no money.
Yeah.
Tongue is not a money factory.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Psalm 62:1. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Now, so long we thought salvation means I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. No, that's healing, deliverance and prosperity. He's dead to me. My soul wait on him. I'm opening the valve of my soul and let him bring my healing, my deliverance and my prosperity. That's what salvation means. Salvation is not an aftermath. Salvation is a present moment fact.
That's right.
Prosperity is not for later. Wealth is not for later. Abundance is not for later. He said, I'll increase you more and more, you and your children. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you act or think.
Yes.
When you get down to the last part, that's your soul.
Yes, sir.
According to the power that works in us. You thought that was your spirit.
Yeah,
but if you go up before that voice, in the 16th voice, he should be strengthened by might, by his spirit in the inner man.
Uh-huh.
When you hear inner man, when you hear heart,
yeah, uh-huh.
when you hear mind, when you hear understanding, uh-huh. it's talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
For years, we've thought he was talking about our spirit. But you look up the Hebrews and the Greek, it'll both show you
yeah, uh-huh.
in a strong concordia.
Yes, uh-huh.
Just push that word, salvation,
yeah.
and read on down.
Yes, sir. Push it.
He's my salvation. Yes, that means when you say he's my salvation, you're saying he's my prosperity.
Yeah.
He's my wealth.
Same thing.
He's my deliverer. May you be delivered from all financial hardship this night by the grace of God. May the anointing rest upon you in such a way that it will stir up the gift that is in you, that you can receive rightfully what the Father have already done for you. Will you begin to thank him for it before you see it? Begin to praise him for it before you see it? Begin to shut your mind down when your mind trying to tell you what it can see. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Spirit of my mind.
Jesus.
See?
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Say, the eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for him in 1 Corinthians 2:9. But look at the 10th verse. The spirit had revealed. So it's already revealed. Can the soul take it? See, we've been whooping the spirit. Spirit said, get your hand off me. I've done my job.
Yes,
your partnership is invalidated.
Yeah.
Invalidated. You're not redoing your mind.
Yeah.
Wow. Or no.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're letting them foggy thoughts hit you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You're figuring when you should be fading.
Yes, sir.
Come on, boss.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're figuring when you should be fading.
Yeah.
I receive that. You figuring when you should be fading.
Yeah.
That's $1,000.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know we've been trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Use your faith.
Yeah.
Praise God. Sow a seed.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Find somebody with a need. Help them.
Yeah. That's right.
Act like you got it.
Yeah. Come on.
Because you do have it. Look in that same song, verse 5. Oh, I got to close. Verse 5. My soul wait thou only upon my government. Check. See, the economy with a person who knows this, it don't matter what they do in the White House. It don't matter what comment, no matter who they try to cut out.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't cut out sons and daughters of God who know their God.
Right. Yeah.
We will do exploit in famine.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
The aircraft I'm flying on now is paid for. I bought it when it had a famine going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A company was holding on to money. Everybody was shutting down. We were still moving.
Yeah. Right. That's the key.
I mean, my friend just asked me, said, you mean to tell me they let you have that money now? I said, yeah, they let me have it. God got it. Then 6 years.
Yes, sir.
Paid it all.
Yes, sir.
Had a balloon note at the 10th year, $5 million.
Yeah.
Popped the balloon.
The Lord made it so, you know, you have the payoff payment.
Yeah.
They ain't had no entry. They had none of that.
Yeah.
Man said, no, I don't see no way that you had to pay no penalty
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
Who did that?
Wow.
Yeah.
They got something to come and tell you can't pay it off,
with
it?
Yeah.
I don't know how many millions of dollars God cut off that airplane.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See? Huh?
Yeah.
30-year mortgage on the house.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
3 years.
Yeah. Lord.
Thank you.
You're the lender.
Thank you, Father. Yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you it's wrong to borrow.
Yeah,
come on, it's a sin. That ain't no sin to borrow. If the Lord give you okay, you get it, because the Lord said, we're going to pay it all.
Yeah.
Go ahead and use the money for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to see to it that it pay it all.
Yeah,
you know, some teaching that borrowing is a sin. No, it ain't no sin.
No.
If it was a sin, I have sinned.
Yeah.
The Lord told me to do it. Then he paid it all.
Yes, sir.
You wait until you raise enough money. Lord said, they don't trust me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's good.
But never expect. Oh, my God. I don't remember. You ever been preaching and look at a scripture and see a scripture that you wasn't even.
Wow. Yeah, right, right.
Wow.
I was dealing with the fifth voice, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Look in the next door Psalm 63. Look at verse 5. The Lord help me in that.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't had that. My soul shall be satisfied as with myrrh and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lip. When I read, oh my God. Oh my God. My soul, look at verse 8. My soul followed hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. My goodness. Verse 9. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go in the lower parts of the earth. Boy, that's preaching now. Mark those verses and go over those verses. As I come to a close tonight, I mean, I hope you got this. Hope you understand this. Let me take you a little further. I got 6 minutes. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. And you write in your note, the glory of a prosperous soul. Write that in your note. The glory of a prosperous soul. Ecclesiastes 2, 24. There's nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God.
Yeah.
Huh? 25. Give me 25. For who can eat, or who else can hasten down to more than, verse 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up. It about to be a wealth transfer,
yeah,
that he may give to him that is good before God. This is also a vanity and vexation if you don't know how to handle it.
Yes, right, right, right.
What happens when your soul is in alignment? I got to close here. Ecclesiastes 6:2. What happens when your soul is in alignment? Ecclesiastes 6:2. A man whom God has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desired. Oh, my. That's a no-want voice. That's a no-want voice. What? Do you see that? You see how the soul is involved? A man whom God has given riches, wealth, and honor so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desired. Yet God gives him not power to eat there, but a stranger eat it in this is vanity and it is an evil disease.
Yeah.
Nobody else supposed to be using your money.
Right, yes, sir.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to use my own money.
Yeah.
It's $1,020. Ain't nobody else supposed to be using it. All right. Notice. My goodness.
Wow.
Look, Psalm 68:19. You ready to shout?
Yes.
Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord. Who what?
Hey.
First of the month.
Hey.
Every 2 weeks.
Hey.
Friday.
Hey.
Daily. See, stop just expecting a check that you work for. Expect a check you didn't work for. Stop limiting to God to your own ideal. He's still a miracle working God, you know. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefit, even the God, that is again, of our what?
Salvation.
Salvation. What does that mean? Deliverance, healing, and prosperity.
Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Meditation. Meditation soaks, saturates, seals, and stabilize your soul for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Meditation is a thinking process.
Yes, that's right.
Meditation soaks your soul.
That's right.
Your soul in meditation.
Yes, sir.
It saturates, it seals, and stabilize your soul for prosperity.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Psalm 19:14. I'm gonna close in a minute. Y'all ain't got me happy. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my soul be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou may observe to do all that written therein. Then thou shalt prosper and have good success. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor stand in the seat of scorners, but he delighteth in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like what?
A tree.
Plant.
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 Then it got to the end and said, whatsoever he do, he shall prosper. See, when he was meditating, he was orchestrating his soul.
Wow. Yes.
Meditation take a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
That's right.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, all of this will close with this verse. When you see inner man, when you see mind, when you see will, when you see heart, when you see understanding, when you see soul, when you see seat of emotion, when you see conscience, he's talking to your soul. Got it? Now, one more scripture. What this is all about. It's not all about you. Zechariah 1:17. Zechariah 1:17. When you get that in alignment, Zechariah, not Zephaniah, Zechariah. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, my gospel, my ministries, through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Why? How I got here?
Come on.
Huh? Money.
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 Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Money, God. I got 2 full-time pilots. Don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't know how much diesel or whatever airplane fuel. I don't know how many miles hold.
Yeah.
I never look at no trip to see how much it costs.
Yes, sir.
But.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
You got to do that. Stay home.
Yeah.
Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through what? Shall yet be what? And the Lord shall yet? Zion will have no comfort until they hear this message.
Yes,
sir. You gotta
hear it.
You will not be comfortable in your home until you let God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I receive
it
too.
Amen.
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 Lord God.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Come on, come on. Bless it. Everybody stand up. Y'all stand up. Everybody stand up. Bless the Lord.
Oh,
my soul. And all that within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
And forget
not all his benefit.
Apostle,
I will not forget
what you have taught me tonight.
I will study further
and educate
my soul
to be in agreement
with my spirit,
with the Holy Spirit,
with the Holy Spirit, with God,
with
the kingdom that's in me,
and
with the word of God.
Thank you, Father.
Now, do not leave here. Look at me. Do not leave here believing you've been to another meeting. You're going to have to carry this out.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to read that psalm.
Yes.
You're going to have to let it get down in you.
Yes.
You're going to have to open that valve of your thinking, your imagination, your conscience, your will, your desire, even your desires in your soul.
Yes, that's right.
We got this great scripture, Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say to you, what things have you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive them and you should have them. If your soul is not involved, you're not going to have it. Mark 11, 23. Say, very, very, I say, whose others shall say to his mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Believe in his heart.
So, yes, sir.
That's your part.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The spirit is already willing.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's not in praying in tongue. It's not in the great confession you're making. All those things are due, but they cannot function if you don't understand the part that your soul plays. We thought it was talking about dying. What it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul.
Yeah.
That's funeral. No. Majority of the believers losing their souls every day.
Yes.
Losing their soul activity.
Yeah.
Or the part the soul have to play for the thing to work out.
Right.
So you're trying to gain the world and losing your soul.
Yeah.
You go back and get your soul and the world will come to you.
Yes, sir. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
Because whatever you get, you're going to praise God with it.
Yeah.
You're not planning on leaving God, not when you got your soul right. But it's another thing now. That's another reason God can't let you have it till your soul grow up.
Yes, sir.
Because that money will overwhelm you and you will get ugly. That's why he said, charge them that rich in this world to be not high-minded, trusting on certain riches. People think I go after money. I don't go after no money.
Right.
Money looking for me. Say it.
Come on, Apostle.
You don't have to go after it. Say, I'm out of debt. In the name of Jesus.
My soul.
Come in agreement.
With my spirit.
I'm out of debt. Let's sit down and get your envelope and get ready to give.